What if you could turn clutter into an asset? What if the tremendous barriers faced by interruption marketers actually became an advantage for you and your company? The truth is that even though clutter is bad and getting worse, permission marketers turn clutter to their advantage. In fact, the worse the clutter gets, the more profitable your permission marketing efforts become. Right now, I'm going to outline the core ideas behind permission marketing. Every marketing campaign gets better when an element of permission is added. In some cases, a switch to marketing with permission can fundamentally change a company's entire business model and profit structure. At the very least, the basic concepts of permission will help you formulate and launch every marketing campaign with greater insight and success. Interruption marketing fails because it is unable to get enough attention from consumers. Permission marketing works by taking advantage of the same problem. There just isn't enough attention to go around. Time has become one of the most valuable resources in our culture today, and interruption marketing is the enemy of anyone trying to save time. By constantly interrupting what we are doing at any given moment, the marketer who interrupts us not only tends to fail at selling his product, but wastes our most coveted commodity. In the long run, therefore, interruption marketing is doomed as a mass marketing tool. The cost to the consumer is just too high. The alternative is permission marketing, which offers the consumer an opportunity to volunteer to be marketed to. By talking only to volunteers, permission marketing guarantees that consumers pay more attention to the marketing message. It allows marketers to tell their story calmly and succinctly without fear of being interrupted by competitors or interruption marketers. It serves both consumers and marketers in a symbiotic exchange. Permission marketing encourages consumers to participate in a long-term interactive marketing campaign in which they are rewarded in some way for paying attention to increasingly relevant messages. Imagine your marketing message being read by 70% of the prospects you send it to, not 5% or even 1%. Then imagine that more than 35% respond. That's what happens when you interact with your prospects one at a time, with individual messages exchanged with their permission over time. Permission marketing is anticipated, personal, and relevant. Anticipated, people look forward to hearing from you. Personal, the messages are directly related to the individual. Relevant, the marketing is about something the prospect is interested in. I know what you're thinking. There's a catch. If you have to personalize every customer message, that's prohibitive. If you're still thinking within the framework of traditional marketing, you're right. But in today's information age, targeting customers individually is not as difficult as it sounds. Permission marketing takes the cost of interrupting the consumer and spreads it out over not one message, but dozens of messages. And this leverage leads to substantial competitive advantages and profits. While your competition's interruption marketing techniques are turning in mediocre results, your permission marketing campaign is turning strangers into friends and friends into customers. The easiest way to contrast the interruption marketer with the permission marketer is with an analogy about getting married. It also serves to exemplify how sending multiple individualized messages over time works better than a single message, no matter how impressive that single message is. To find a mate, the interruption marketer buys an extremely expensive suit, new shoes, fashionable accessories. Then, working with the best database and marketing strategists, selects the demographically ideal singles bar. Walking into the singles bar, the interruption marketer marches up to the nearest person and proposes marriage. If turned down, the interruption marketer repeats this process on every person in the bar. If the interruption marketer comes up empty-handed after spending the entire evening proposing, it's obvious that the blame should be placed on the suit and the shoes. The tailor is fired, the strategy expert who picked the bar is fired, and the interruption marketer tries again at a different singles bar. If this sounds familiar, it should. It's the way most large marketers look at the world. They hire an ad agency. They build fancy ads. They research the ideal place to run the ads. They interrupt people and hope that 1 in 100 will go ahead and buy something. Then, when they fail, they fire their agency. The other way to get married is a lot more fun, a lot more rational, and a lot more successful. It's called dating. A permission marketer goes on a date. If it goes well, the two of them go on another date, and then another. Until after 10 or 12 dates, both sides can really communicate with each other about their needs and desires. After 20 dates, they meet each other's families. Finally, after 3 or 4 months of dating, the permission marketer proposes marriage. Permission marketing is just like dating. It turns strangers into friends and friends into lifetime customers. Many of the rules of dating apply, and so do many of the benefits. We can break these rules down into 5 steps to dating your customer. First, every marketer must offer the prospective customer an incentive for volunteering. In the vernacular of dating, that means you have to offer something that makes it interesting enough to go out on a first date. A first date, after all, represents a big investment in time, money, and ego. So there had better be reason enough to volunteer. The incentive you offer to the customer can range from information to entertainment to a sweepstakes to outright payment for the prospect's attention. But the incentive must be overt, obvious, and clearly delivered. Second, using the attention offered by the consumer, the marketer offers a curriculum over time, teaching the consumer about the product or service he has to offer. The permission marketer knows that the first date is an opportunity to sell the other person on a second date. Every step along the way has to be interesting, useful, and relevant. Since the prospect has agreed to pay attention, it's much easier to teach him about your product. Instead of filling each ensuing message with entertainment or with sizzle designed to attract the attention of strangers, the permission marketer is able to focus on product benefits, on specific, focused ways this product will help that prospect. Without question, this ability to talk freely over time is the most powerful element of the permission marketing approach.